The boys are in the starting stalls. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. Stand by for a start for Moody on the Mic.
Welcome back to Moody on the Mic. Happy 2022. Yes, after a little bit of hiatus, we are back, your favourite podcast. And a lot has happened since we were all together last time. Moods rolled out some reasonable debutants. Mytho saw Salatine get up at about 100-1 if you shopped early. And Rain Man's had another daughter. So a father or two, the resident Rain Man. Moods, we'll start with you. I mean, you three are all up in Queensland. I'm stuck down in Melbourne, but enjoy some Queensland-like weather. How are things, Moods? Your listeners have missed you.
Great to be back, Rog. New year, 22. It's going to be, what is it going to be? The year of getting out, I suppose, or something like that. The year of getting back to normality after a couple of odd years. That's fantastic. Rain Man's wife will be more than happy to get out of lockdown, obviously, barefoot and pregnant for 2 years or 3 years. And Mytho's head just continually gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So what a year it's going to be.
Yeah, well, Mytho, you sound like you've been up at the Magic Millions for a couple of days. It's got nothing to do with yelling out bids on horses. A few frothies over the last couple of nights, mate?
Oh, look, it's been, we've been pretty reserved. Believe it or not, I'm actually upstairs, Pete's downstairs in the same house. And it's been the house of sensibility this year. We've just been cooking at home and a little bit of takeaway and, you know, the odd friend over for a couple of beers. But we've got some work to do. And I think everyone's just trying to avoid the spicy cough and go about their daily lives. So we've had a fair bit to do, and horses are selling well. So far, three Seamus awards have been through, and they've made good money. They've made 130, 150, and 200. But people are taking home some nice horses, and I'm just very impressed that you know, Peter's got $1 million spare change. You boys at Ladbrokes must be paying him way too much. He came home the other night and said, "Bought one for 950. Who for? Mrs. Moody."
There is a whisper that we might be going to 2 episodes a week, just so Moods can make the money to pay for that horse. Before we do get to that, Rayman, welcome to you. Congratulations on the birth of your second daughter. And also, are you keeping the book in 2022 on how many times Seamus Awards get mentioned? Because that's just one up.
Yeah, we got one in the first 5 minutes. So we're on. We're expecting to go in 2022, Rod. It is great to be back on the show. I'm excited for Saturday because I've actually had a bit of a spell from the punt. I've had a month off the punt, the longest spell I've had off the punt in my adult life. So I am raring to go on Saturday. Big race card at the Gold Coast, and I cannot wait to get stuck in.
Well, we won't stuff around too much in this opening semi. Then we'll get to about 4 or 5 races we're going to look at up there on the Gold Coast. But Moods, as Mytho mentioned, you did buy the most expensive horse on Tuesday, $950,000, a filly out of Karuna Queen by Zoostar. And you haven't bought it for any investors. So we're going to give you the floor here to make a pitch. Maybe our good listeners who might want to get involved so Sarah doesn't, geld you.
Oh, well, mate, every now and again you get a bit excited, get wrapped in a horse, and I certainly was that on Tuesday. But a lovely filly by Zoostar out of Karuna Queen, good sprinting mare, and happy to be taking her home, and we'll split her up with some stable clients and, you know, look forward to racing her down the track. She's mum was a Magic Millions winner, and Zoostar's, you know, he's been good to the stable the last couple of seasons since we returned. We're very taken with her, and you know, like always, you paid more than you want, but very pleased to be taking her back. So looking forward to it.
Just to set the scene here, Peter buys it for $950. We jump in the car. You know, there were no phone calls to stable clients. There was very little fuss made. And we got a bit of takeaway Thai on Tuesday night and sitting around the table, and Moods had decided to take off the work shirt and chuck on the wife beater and the togs and sitting there having a big long neck 4X gold and tucking into the pad tie and few spring rolls. And I said to Moods, "Look, mate, you spent $950. Like, have you had any inquiries? Have you got the text messages going? Have you been sending out a bit of burly to see if you can get a few shares sold?" "Nah," he said. It was a total contrast to some of those tables, the Gay Waterhouse, the Kiramar operation, Mick Price. I mean, they've got an army of people selling shares, running around the complex, pulling everyone by the shirt to say, come in this horse. Moods is eating his pad thai. Happy as Larry that Mrs. Moody owns the 950K queen of the sale. I don't think Mrs. Moody was terribly impressed, though.
It comes down to that, you know, these boutique operations that are also a brand name. So the Moody brand is strong. So he can go out and he can just, you know, dish out 950 like he's down there on Cavill Avenue at a different type of establishment. That's what it's like at the SARS for me. I'm sure he'll sell it. But, what you know, interesting, because after like the AFL draft, the NFL draft, the teams, no matter who they get, they go, well, you know, he was top of our draft board. You know, that we were always the number one pick. I've got to say, you got to expect, Mood said that this was his horse of the sales, and given he had no investors, you got to take him at his word. It must have been because it was just top of my draft board. Geez, she must be impressive. I'll buy 1% off you for still too much. look, we're going to get into the races and try and get Rainman back on the punt and in form. Listener question episodes over the last month, you know, we've had about a 5-week break. We put 4 listener question episodes out. Mitho sent out some merch packs to listeners who are very much appreciative. Now, they might not have been everyone's cup of tea, those episodes, but I'll tell you who did love them. The people of Cambodia, because we have been on the charts in Cambodia now for 5 weeks. Now, we dropped off the top charts in Australia. We dropped off in New Zealand over our little spell because we probably, you know, not everyone jumps on board these episodes. I've got an email this morning. We are still on the charts in Cambodia for a 5th consecutive week. So, I mean, this is edging toward Macarena style. We've been on the charts that long. So, really exciting stuff. So, hello to all our good listeners there in Cambodia. We hope you're doing well. We're going to take a break. We're going to return with some Magic Millions tips.
It's time to blend it, punters. Get more winning chances in the same race with Ladbrokes Blended Bets. Back multiple runners with a single blended bet, and if any of your selections finish on top, boom, you win. Get the down low on the download and get the Ladbrokes app today. Ladbrokes with a blended bet. Minimum price $1.10 for blended bet. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All righty, after a long hiatus, there's been plenty of time to study the form, although not too much because Racing Australia did take an absolute eternity to get these final fields out yesterday, so it didn't give us a lot. That's why we didn't record last night, actually. It was just because of Racing Australia didn't give us ample time to do the form. Rainman, an interesting race. The fillies and mares won, of course, last year by one of the podcast favourites here, Crone. She is in again. She's not the favourite, but it's a wide-open affair, as are many of the races here on Saturday.
It is a wide open affair here, Rog. Snap Dancer is the favourite. It's $4 from Brookspire, Kiku, and then the Rosemont Double of Crone at $7, Salatine at $10. Then you've got Lady of Luxury, a rare progeny of Criterion there at $11. So I think it's a really good race, the fillies and mares. We saw Crone win at a big price last year. Not going to get those sort of odds this year, but I still think she's a really good winning chance. We've seen throughout her career, basically, especially the last 12 months, that she is just a winner. She's a very consistent horse that rarely puts a foot wrong. So she's right in there in the mix for me, Crone. The other horse I like here is Kiku for the Chris Waller stable. She was really good at last start behind the big Special K, Kementari, in the buffering. And Kementari's going to go into the Magic Millions Cup as a favourite there. So I think that form line's pretty strong for the fillies and mares race here. Barrier 11, maybe might need a little bit of luck with Nashville in the saddle here, Kiku. But at 550, I've got it on top, but it'll definitely be having something on Crone as well.
Yeah, I'm going with Crone. I'm going to steal a little bit of Mitho's thunder here because otherwise you'll go on for too long. But obviously she was headed to the breeding barn. They left it too late, so they decided to race her again. So she's back in. That first up run in the Nudgee Stakes, that was pretty much, I spoke to Tony Gowan in the lead up to that, Mitho. And he just wanted her to run okay, and she did. So I think if we get a bit of juice in the track, I'm with Crone to defend her crown here. Salatine, obviously a big danger. And as you mentioned, those other ones too, Rayman. But look, I mean, you know she's a class horse, and I think that we know she can carry the weight as well. So I'm going to side with one of Mythos here in Crone.
And, I'm going to Quinella. I can't split them. Salatine, obviously, very good, and might have had her peak performance, though. That would be my only warning to punters there who I might have been, lucky enough. Rog might have been on the receiving end of that text message that tipped her at 100-1 a couple of weeks ago. But that probably peak performance. Crone, lovely first up. She's never run as well, I reckon, first up as she did in that Nudgee Stakes, just beautiful to the line. And this has been, you know, her certainly early target race, having not been able to get her to cycle up and go to stud through the spring. So hopefully there's a few roles left in Crone, and we can get the prize on Saturday. So I'd be having Crone just on top from Celotine.
Yeah, hard to go past her, isn't it, Crone? Like she's a rating certainty. Like she's 13 points ahead of the rest of the field here. So she's certainly the quality runner of the field. Second up record's pretty good. She's a winner and place getter, I think, four or five times second up. So hard to argue. But, you know, the Mar Eustace stable's on fire. Snap Dancer looks well placed second. Good second in the Razor Sharp last start. And the Bjorn Baker stable's been absolutely flying in Sydney. If they can bring that form to Queensland, Lady of Luxury. So I'd think maybe a little trifecta there. 1, 7 and 10, maybe not a lot of value, but the class horse of the field in with a couple in good form.
We talk about rating certainties as we look to the snippets, the 1200 metre sprint race, and Isotope here, first up after a really long break with colic issues, but yeah, 101 rater and gets in with the lightest weight. So Raymond, has the money come for Isotope here, or are people just a little bit aware of that extended spell?
We've got equal favourites here, Rog. Away Game and Isotope, both currently $3.50. They battled out favouritism for in the Magic Million Guineas 12 months ago. Didn't go to plan for either of those horses. Ryan Maloney famously fell off Isotope about 150 metres into the race. So he'll be hoping there's no repeat of that on Saturday. They dominate the market, those two, Baller and Fatus, the only other horses at single-figure odds. But it's a good race, this one, the Magic Million Sprint. Obviously, Isotope, we know how classy she is on her day. If she brings her best form, she's going to be tough to beat. While Waygame's been a long time between race wins, but she's been racing really well in tougher races than this. And she got as close as anyone's gotten to Marabai, who is the new boom sprinter on the scene. So that form does read pretty well. And we saw her during the spring race really well without winning in races like the Bobby Lewis and races like that. We've seen her race really well in Queensland before. She famously won the Magic Millions Classic and she won the WJ Healy during the Brisbane Winter Racing Carnival here. So I'm siding with Away Game here. James McDonald in the saddle from Barrier 1. She'll be able to settle her right on the speed, which I do think is where she does produce her best form. So Away Game from Isotope for me. Certainly no knock on Baller, who's been racing really well without getting the job done. I think the market's got it just about right and they're the three standouts.
I'm going the other way. I'm really keen on Isotope here. There was scratching her for the wet track last time. The stable wasn't too concerned that if she did hit the Magic Millions first up, she's got over all those issues. If she shows any semblance of the form that she had before that break, I think she should win this weight race. So I'm going to take it that she hasn't lost any of that talent. And we're just sort of 54 kilos on her back. I'm very much with Isotope. Pitho.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. I was lucky enough to get the video of her gallop on Tuesday morning because she worked with Crone and in the update from Tony Golan, and gee, it was good work. They both worked like winners, and I saw Tony at the sales and he just gave me a nod and said, well, that was winning work from both of them, and a trainer as informed as Tony should know. So that was enough for me to have the little double Crone into Isotope, and would encourage Moody on the Mic listeners to do exactly the same. I think she's a bird here. She's got a great record fresh. First up, no problems. And that work just was the last tick in the box that you really wanted to see. So I reckon you can bet with confidence here.
Yeah, well, I'm just swayed slightly the other way with the run under a belt Away Game. I thought from the good draw, just with the slight leaning to her fitness-wise over Isotope. Mar Eustace McDonald could be in for a big day here. So, six for me over Isotope, and probably the stablemate of Isotope, Baller, who's been racing in terrific form also without winning.
The Moody on the Mic team split straight down the middle. So, listeners, you know what that means, don't you? Quinella, Isotope, and Away Game. Get your Magic Millions day off to a big start. Let's go now to the Magic Millions Cup in a really big field, a really open race. And, gee, not a lot between a lot of runners here, Rayman.
Yeah, this might be my favourite race of the day, Rog. So, it's packed full of quality. This one, the big boy special commentary is the favourite at the moment with Ladbrokes Plains. It's $5.50. Apache Chase barely puts a foot wrong. He's $6.50. Nudge, $7.50. The early market mover is $11.11. It's been backed into $8.50. Then you've got Bo Rossa at $9. Obviously, me and Kemetari, it's been a love-hate relationship for a number of years. And I can't quite dive into him here as favourite. I think he's a great winning chance. But I think there's a bit of value to be found in this race. There's two horses I'm quite keen to back. So I definitely want to be with Bo Rossa. Drawn a little bit sticky in barrier 16, but he was pretty good first up in the Favreau quality, and he generally does improve the further that he gets into his preparation. We saw his form in the spring. He was only narrowly beaten at Group 1 level in the Memsey Stakes over 1,400 metres. He went to another level. If he can produce that sort of form again, I think he is the best horse in this race. I think at $9, he is great value. And a horse that just always pops up in a race like this at a nice price is $11.11. He's there at $8.50. He's 2 from 3 at the Gold Coast. He's 2 from 2 at this track and distance. He was a little bit disappointing last start in the Razor Sharp, which is why you're getting the $8.50. But his first up win in the Warra was good. Second up win, I should say, in the Warra was good. And he's a horse that just on his best form, he's more than capable of winning this race. So I'm going to back both here, Bo Rossa and 11-11.
Yeah, a big field, not a lot between many runners. And Bo Rossa, it was just the gate that probably swayed me the way I'm going to go. Special K, obviously running really well, like you said. Now, he's got progeny that are about to hit the track or have hit the track. So, I mean, potentially we could see Kemetari racing against his own progeny, like LeBron and Bronny Jr., but without the sort of fanfare that could happen in the NBA. Different note, though. On with Nudge. J-Mac Waller, racing good form, 1,400. Not the pet trip, but gone all right at it. Drawn 12, which is a damn sight better than a few of her rivals or a few of her biggest threats. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Nudge at about $8 and $3 on Ladbrokes.
Yeah, listen, I'm right. Sorry, Pete, you go.
No, sorry, Anthony, I thought you'd gone in the bat here. I'll step back. I know my place.
Well, I was just going to correct Rog quickly. Kemetari, first yearlings through the sale. So how's that? Sold yesterday, and there's another one later on in the sale. And then Dad goes around as a gelding on Saturday. So quite a unique set of circumstances up here at the Gold Coast. But look, I had a really good look at this race through the eyes of a few very good form judges, because we were contemplating running Crone in this race rather than the mare's race and splitting Chalatine and Crone, and decided that we were getting far too greedy and we should just cop our lot and run both in the mare's race and win one race rather than trying to win two. And the horse that we kept coming back to and good form judges kept telling me was going to be very hard to beat was Apache Chase. Now, barrier, major, major issue, obviously drawn the car park. But I'm going to stick with him, given he's probably the form horse and got the good form in this. There's horses in form, but I really like the way Apache Chase is going at the moment. For a little roughy, I'd be throwing in Hollyfield. So that I'll play around Apache Chase to win and Hollyfield to fill one of the minors at reasonably juicy odds.
Yeah, well, you found mine there in Hollyfield, Anthony. I thought just drawn well down in the weights. But this horse has promised a lot more than he's ever delivered over a period, but he's had 3 runs back now as a gelding, and his last 2 he started to hit his straps. Will race, one would presume, in a prominent position. I've been a big believer in Apache Chase his whole career. At the 21 alley, he's going to burn across and put himself up there in the speed. It's just a matter of how much work he's going to have to do. Kemetari, could you be brave enough to suggest he's going to put 2 in a row? That's a big, big call. But I just thought at the odds, I'd imagine Hollyfield's good each way odds. Drawn well, minimum weight. You know, he's probably each way all day. What odds, Hollyfield, Rain Man?
$14, Moods.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably a safe each way and couple him up with whatever you want. I think 11-11's won on this day for the last 2 or 3 years from memory. So he obviously loves the trip north. And Apache Chase, you know, he'll give a good sight. Just a matter of how much work he's got to do early.
I've got a feeling you might have tipped Apache Chase to beat Ayrton in the Fred Best last year, actually, when no one else thought it possible.
Yeah, and then I tipped him again to beat
the Strat Broke, and he ran 13.
And the big race in Sydney where he ran 4th, I can't think what it's called. So he's a terrific horse, Apache Chase, but just hard work from that draw, obviously.
We'll have to get the masseuse into the house just to fix that shoulder that Peter's wrenched from giving himself a pat on the back.
No,
I didn't start it.
I didn't bring that up, Anthony. Thank you. Thank you there, Rod.
The two-year-old classic is the one I suppose a lot of us are waiting for, a lot of, you know, special casual observers. Coolangatta is the big sprue course, Rayman, and pretty short price too. The draw hasn't been overly favourable, but are the punters still coming?
Yeah, it hasn't been overwhelmingly well back since that Barrow draw, Rod. Still the favourite, still the best back, but it's $2.10. Hasn't been the weight of money that we thought we might see, because there was a couple of big bets lob early in the week. Russian Conquest on the second line of betting, it's been $6.50 out to $7.50. Miss Hellfire has been $11, $9, the early market move with Ladbrokes. And you've got Soaring Ambition at $14. Every other horse is $20. So the market suggests this is a race with a fairly long tail, and the race will come from one of those first three or four in the market. And for me, this is a race, I think the market's got, my market's pretty much in line with what's currently getting offered with Ladbrokes. And Coolangatta is a deserving favourite. Looked like a superstar when she won the crack on debut. Won the other day in the McLaughlin. Certainly didn't set the clock on fire, that's for sure. It wasn't the highest rated performance, but she's still got a tremendous amount of upside. I still think she's a deserving favourite. Russian Conquest has done nothing wrong during its career today. Put together two wins in pretty impressive fashion. We know how good Team Snowden are with their two-year-olds. But the horse I'm starting to lean to a little bit here is Miss Hellfire. On debut, finished second behind Soaring Ambition in the Wine Magic Millions Classic, but did the job pretty well at the Gold Coast last week. And in recent years, that the quick backup racing at the Gold Coast 2 weeks in a row has been the winning formula. Exhilarates did it. There's been a few others in recent years. So I think Miss Hellfire might be the horse that's sort of ready to fight, to prime to race at a prime here. And at $9.50, I'm happy to have a play here. Tim Clark in the saddle for Team Snowden.
Yeah, I'm doing similar, Raymond. I'm trying to shop around Coolangatta because I just don't want to go even money about a two-year-old as good as it looks. I'm going to go with Russian Conquest. His two wins have been very good. Last start was dominant. And like you said, the Snowdens know how to prepare a two-year-old. They've got a couple in this race. But, you know, for a bit of value, I'm going to go with Russian Conquest. Should be able to settle somewhere up and near the speed and give himself every chance. And I think is a decent each-way price. So Russian Conquest for mine.
Geez, I hope Les Ross gets a little slice of the pie for the job that he's done producing three runners into this race at very little money. I think 2,000, 4,000 and 6,000 or something were the purchase prices of his three runners. And I mean, he's shortest is 20 to 1, but who cares? He's been able to qualify them for Magic Millions, and that's a great feat in itself. So I thought there was a special shout out to Les Ross, who's done a great job. But I'm with the favourite. She's looked way too classy for these. I don't think it's as strong a race as it's been in some years. It gives the impression that it's a race for a good horse, and I think Coolangatta is probably the only real good horse in this race at its mercy. And I think the even money is pretty good odds, to be perfectly honest. So back the good horse and you won't go too far wrong.
Yeah, listen, it looks that way. It was an interesting run the other day where she was really gassed early and had a real solid hit out. I understand she's a bit of a fragile type of filly, so I suppose, you know, I'm not going to second-guess the Ma Eustace camp. But just very mindful, Peter and Paul Snowden, God, they're great grand final trainers, aren't they? And they're two, Russian Conquest and Miss Hellfire. I obviously felt Miss Hellfire was going to benefit from the run here the other day to get into the race, and that backup form, as Rain Man pointed out, has been very good. Russian Conquest has been... you know, bomb-proof and her two wins. So, yeah, listen, I'm with the class, Coolangatta. I know it's an easy cop-out to back tip the even money favourite, but I think 9 and 11, they fight it out. I'll stick with Coolangatta. I think she goes forward, sits on the speed, and probably just too good.
No even money favourite in the three-year-old guineas, Rayman. It's $5.50 the field here in another wide open race. It does look a tough punting day up there.
Yeah, it's a very open race here, Rog. Jamea now an outright favourite. It's been $5 out to $5.50, but now the outright favourite. King of Sparta was equal favourite. It's now $6. Iron Lethal, $7.50. Starman, $8. Indiscreetly, $11. It's a very, very open affair. Jamea is a very interesting filly. She's a filly I've always had plenty of time for, but you don't normally see her go around as a favourite. We've had a bit of success backing her on this show with 20-1 in some black type races. But I think she's definitely the class horse in this race. She ran really well in the Silver Shadow. Then she wasn't disgraced in the Golden Rose after winning at black type level there in the spring. And as a two-year-old, she was very explosive as well. So the thing with Jamal will be how the track's playing, because we can go both ways, the Gold Coast track on Magic Wednesday. Sometimes it definitely favours horses that are right there on the speed, while other times there's a fast lane in the middle of the track. And we know that Jamal doesn't have early speed. She does get a long way back in her run. She does need luck in running. But if horses are able to run on and win from the middle of the track, she's going to be tough to hold out, because she's got an explosive turn of foot on her day. I think if she was from a more fashionable stable, the Price team have done an outstanding job with her, and they're flying at the moment. But I think if she was a horse from Wallace, Snowden, Kieran Maher, I think she'd be a clear favourite here, because I think she is the class horse in this field. Another horse that really appeals to me at a big price for Chris Munce is Rhapsody Rose, currently $26. Didn't fire at all in the Gold Edition last start, but very confident she's a much better filly than that run suggests. So two wins before that was excellent. Things just didn't go to plan for her in the Gold Edition. So I think that she's a much better horse than that price suggests. I want to have something on her each way, $26 to win, $7 to play. So I'll play this three units, Jamea, one unit each way, Rhapsody Rose.
I am going with Indiscreetly here, number 14. Now, the barrier draw hasn't exactly favoured her, because she'll want to go to the front, and she's in that. She's jumping from barrier 14 or barrier 18. So, yeah, she's going to have to do some work early. But you can't do much more than win, and winning form is good form. She's 3 from 3 in her career to date. She absolutely smacked her rivals last start. This is a tougher race. But as you mentioned, not that high-profile stable with your selection, right, man? Same here. Danny Bajur is not a trainer with a profile at all. I think that contributes. Is it Bajur?
Bajur. Danny Bajur. This is very French, Roger. What about Danny Bagour? Son of the great Doug Bagour.
Okay. Well, there you go. I don't know. And it certainly looks like Bajur to me. Anyway, he doesn't have a lot of horses in work. And I think that... he's clearly got a decent one here, $11 and $3.70 with Ladbrokes each way for mine. But I do think she's a really good chance if she can get up on the speed from that difficult draw early.
I'm going for John Oshie's horse in I Am Lethal. I thought he's managed this horse perfectly. I mean, the barrier, again, I'm tipping horses that are right off the track here. I just think that O'Shea's got a sense of timing about this horse. His planning has been picture perfect of late, and he's in sparkling form down in Sydney. Doesn't like bringing this carnival unless they've got winning chances, not just a good hope to get a check. So I Am Lethal at 750 will do me.
Moods, we've heard your phone go off a couple of times. I hope it's people ringing up to inquire about that. Hey, Philly, your boy.
No, I think Sarah's got her eyes on one that's going to go for about 1 point. She's just putting in a reminder.
I think Sarah's ringing to say, have you sold any bloody shares in that filly yet?
Asking if I've booked my trip home, I think. Listen, Jamea, the class horse, once again, you can't get away from the ratings. She's 10 points rated above everything else in the race. But I've just got a leaning to Starman. Hard to see one of these big days go by without Chris Waller putting his hand up. And probably has a bit of a sense of timing about it. Fourth up here, in great form. Shouldn't be too far away from them in the run. I think Starman the one to beat, but great respect for Jamea just because she's a class horse of the race.
How good is it to be back at the track?
And they're racing.
And to celebrate, Moonee Valley Racing Club has released a new Front Runner membership. Check it out. 20 months of membership for the price of just 12. A summer full of night racing and exclusive access to the 2022 Ladbrokes Cox Plate Carnival. You get a complimentary drink and race book at every meeting. Over $400 in added value. And there's lots more. From just $175, it's the best value membership in town. Get your Front Runner membership today. Head to thevalley.com.au.
All right, we know you've missed this over the last few weeks, punters. It is Best Bets time, and to kick us off, the proud father to resident Rayman, Tom Hackett. What have you got? A month off the punches you'd want to deliver?
Yeah, keen to fire here first. Roger, I think it's a for a best. Pretty keen Bo Rosser, but my best bet. Then I go race 2, number 3, Love Tap at the Gold Coast. Has been a while between race wins for Love Tap, but generally has raced in stronger company than this. I think it's been, this could be a bit of a target race for the Freedman camp. So you're getting $7.50 in what I think is a much more open race than the market suggests. Wheelhouse is a $2.50 favorite, who I'm more than happy to take on here. So keen to be with Love Tap at the $7.50.
Well, I mentioned earlier I'm really keen on Isotope, and after what Mitho said when he saw her track work alongside Crone, that makes me even keener. I'm taking it on spec that she is the horse she was before the colic issues. Got faith in the Golden Stable that she's absolutely ready for a first up assignment like this. The question marks is why we're getting, you know, about $3.50 with Ladbrokes. So Gold Coast, race 5, number 14, Isotope.
Well, we've said enough about Crone and Talatine, and you can take that on advice. But I'm going Flemington Race 9, the Rosemont Ruffy, Stay Gold. Why can't she win again at the $9.50? Very generous of Ladbrokes to be putting up odds like that for a last start Flemington winner at this same benchmark level. So she's drawn well, Jamie Carr sticks. I can't see why she won't be winning. And I've got no doubt she will start a lot shorter than $9.50 on the day.
3 starts ago at Moonee Valley, I tipped Stay Gold on top, and Mytho was sceptical of Stay Gold. So he's definitely done a bit of a turnaround. 2 wins since then. So
Did she win at the Valley, Tom?
Well, she won it. She won it the start before last at race 3.
Sorry. No. She actually, Rayman, he actually tipped. He had 2 runners in the last time she raced and tipped the other one to us. And then Stay Gold won. And the only bloke cheering was Mytho because he managed to pump up its price by getting everyone else on the other one. I can't remember who the other one was.
She won at the Valley 3 starts ago, Mytho. You don't even know your own horse. See, I've been Stay Gold throughout. You don't even know the form of your own horse in this best bet. So unbelievable from the road situation here.
Oh, children. Hey, Moody Racing's got a few runners around the place this weekend, the next few days. I thought the best of them at Flemington on Saturday, the first 2 races. Nice 2-year-old colt called Water World goes around in the first. And horse in great form, attractable in the second. I think they're probably the pick of ours for the weekend. Stable's been having a little trot, but we've been winning a few around the place. Really looking forward to it. Always sceptical of horses down the straight first time. But I think he's a nice colt, Water World, well worth following and attractable to maintain his good form line in the second. What odds there, Brain Man? What have we got? Flemington on
$4
Saturday?
$4.20 Moods in a very race.
Which is that, Water World?
That's attractable, $4.20. And then Water World, $5.
Right, so maybe a little multi there. I don't know how you multi them up, each way them up. But they're probably the 2 picks of my runners for the weekend. Race 1, horse 6. Into race 2, horse 4 at Flemington on Saturday. So what are we doing, boys? Are we closing out the first show of the new year, or are we pushing on? Any more bullshit to talk about, or we're happy to, you've sort of wrapped one another up?
I feel like we've covered enough bullshit in a pretty quick time. And the only, all we need now is your bullshit tagline
have you come up with something different over Christmas, New Year, Petey? Have you got something for us for the year of 22? Bit of Richie Beno, a tribute to Richie Beno, maybe? Something.
Well, Richie died a few years ago. Why did you come up with
the 22?
That's our great mate Clint Donovan, one of the auctioneers at Magic Millions with the 222. No, I think it's going to be a great year, boys. We're going to find lots of winners for the crew out there. Rain Man's going to work on his third child early in the season.
Little do you know, Peter, but she's already done.
Oh, beautiful. I love you. I love your work. I love your work, Rainman. But more importantly, Gold Coast, a lot of on paces there, boys. What do we do with the fast ones? We let them run fast. Good luck. Have a great Magic Millions weekend. And look forward to seeing you next week. See when we're back on air.
Ladbrokes.